Do I find it so hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day? Letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Orphan woman eyes, took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes, took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me, I wasn't ready. So I apologize, I seen the innocence. Leave your eyes, I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once
held. Wow. Hello there. Look at you back for another episode. 15 of these things. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 15 of Tay's Tidbits. I am your lovely, humble host because I'm so excited to be here and happy to be back in your presence on your airways. I'm Shantae. That's who I am. This song is no shock, right? I mean, the song is no surprise. let's see. I am feeling Stevie today, so let's keep the party going, shall we? Hope you guys are doing well. So glad to have you back. Hope everything's been good in between episode 14 and 15. We're going live on Instagram. I'm excited for that. But before we do that, let's get this music out the way so they don't kick us off and sue us for copyright infringement. I'm dramatic. They're not suing anybody, but whatever.
Mike is sure that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the star in the sky.
I'm going to give everybody a minute to get in here, but this episode is going to be a little bit different in that I am live and interactive. And while I have some things to say, I also want to give people an opportunity to ask questions and give feedback and just make this episode about the listeners. So here we are, 15 episodes in, still trying to figure things out. So I feel like it's still early enough that I can make adjustments when I want to. I mean, I can always make adjustments when I want to. It's my show. So there's that small little factor. This is a solo cup. This is not water. So you'd find somebody else to judge. Just kidding. Shout out to everyone listening to this show for the very first time. Welcome to this beautiful mess that I have here. Shout out to everyone who has listened from the beginning and has been on this ride with us. I appreciate you very much. If this will be your last time listening, then hey, I don't know. Nice having you. I don't know what to say. that's not negative. It's just a fact, and I'm cool with it. So today I have a few things that I want to discuss, but again, I mainly want to interact with you guys. If anybody else decides to come on the live, if not, I'm just going to turn this off and it'll just be a traditional recorded episode. I don't typically talk about the prior episode on the new episode, but I have to say, I was incredibly proud of episode 14. I was in my bag a little bit, but I'm glad that I channeled that energy into the episode because I said what I needed to say, and I feel good about it. So, not as serious today, so we'll have a little fun. I'm drinking wine, so I'm definitely a lot more relaxed and not as I don't want to say aggressive. I don't think it came off as aggressive. It was a little stern. I was serious, though, and I meant everything I said. And when I listened back, I was like, yeah, this is the message that I wanted to deliver. Even with the sarcasm and the jest and the passive-aggressive jabs. Yeah, I said exactly what I wanted to say without specifically calling people out. So I'm also proud of how far I've come with that, because I feel like in the beginning, it was harder for me to tell stories without naming names. Even though I didn't name names, it just would always feel so weird. Now I feel like I've kind of found my groove in making sure people remain anonymous while also being true to the story, the real life stories and the things that have happened. So, Brandon, hello. Welcome. Stop playing with me like I'm regular is what the shirt says. Ooh, woo. It's a perfect shirt for this episode because I want to talk about energy and vibes. How have you been, Brandon? How are the children? So good to see you. Yeah, energy, vibes, just how people think that they show up in the world versus how they really show up in the world, how people think that the things that come out of their mouths are able to mask who they really are when their energy and their vibes kind of speak before they can even open their mouth. So it's one of those things for me that's very, very interesting, because when I was younger, I always thought that I was the one who was nuts. I thought I was the one who was nuts because since I was a really, really small girl, I've been super intuitive and I could always just feel when something wasn't right with people. And I would just be like, yeah, you're just overthinking. It's not that serious. But as I become an adult, or I don't even want to say as I've become an adult, that's not even proper English. Here lately, I recognize that has always been a part of me. It's always been there, and now I understand that it's a real thing, and I've learned how to kind of hone in on it and pay attention. When people try to say one thing, but everything about their energy speaks to the contrary. So I've learned how to pay attention to that more so than what people would tell me, because, man, I've had people with really, really nasty, like, polluted energy just say the most eloquent things that just sound so good. And on paper, you would perceive them to be a person who just has their shit together and just goes through life with all of the T's crossed and all of the I's dotted. I'm making Tyler's job very hard. Speaking of Tyler, Tyler is our, and by our, I mean my, new editor for the podcast. Welcome to the team, Tyler. Round of applause for Tyler. He will be editing the podcast as well as some social media stuff that I'm considering doing. I've been holding back. Hello, Shanae. My jelly bean. I've been holding back on like creating a YouTube or like a TikTok or a social media channel outside of just Instagram and Twitter where I would do separate content because honestly, I don't have the time to do it. But Tyler does. So welcome, Tyler. I'm so glad to have you. Shout out to Callie. I love you, sweet Callie, and all that she's done for this show up until this very episode. So proud of her and all of the things that she is venturing into. I really appreciate her connecting me with Tyler. So I hope everybody enjoys listening to this episode. I feel like I'm all over the place already. But again, for me, it's about the people interacting and just doing something a little bit different. So if you're in here and you have questions, please drop them in the little comment section. Look, I already feel like an YouTuber. Drop your questions in the comment section and let's discuss. But yeah, back to energy. So I focus a lot less on what people say and more on how they make me feel. Really, just simply put, that's how it is. At this point in my life, it took me a long time to get here because, again, I never trusted my own intuition. I never trusted that I am as intuitive as I am. Now I know that I'm not nuts and what I feel is accurate and that people don't realize that their energy speaks for them. So I'm good on bad vibes. I'm good on bad energy. I'm okay. I'm okay on it. Like there have been people who I like, Tyler, for example. I've never met Tyler in person. He lives in Florida. We email and we had one phone call where I did like a little mini interview. And I could tell from that one conversation that his energy was great. I could tell from the emails that he would be a great addition to this team. And I said that to say that you cannot hide from your energy. You can't hide from whatever the vibe is that you give off, even if you think that you're dressing it up and making it look nice and spraying fancy perfume on it and, you know, putting makeup on top of it and expensive clothes. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And maybe you are able to fool some people. I'm sure that there are people who can't see past all of that or who don't feel what's behind all of that. But for me, I can't go through any more of my life pretending like I don't feel what I feel from people who are disingenuous, dishonest. Hey, Gene. It doesn't work for me. It's caused me way too much heartache. And I don't mean like in the form of just relationships, just all kinds of interactions that I've had with people that probably should have been like cut shorter or handled differently. So all of these things I'm learning, they all flow and they all go together, like establishing boundaries and standing up for myself and being true to myself and being honest with myself and, you know, just maintaining a space that no matter what suits me. I always looked at that as being like super selfish and just, you know, wrong. And now I'm able to say, you know what? People do what's best for them. They get to do what's best for them. And I get to do what's best for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not selfish because people literally do it every single day. They do and they make the decisions that work for their lives. And that's okay. And I get to do the same thing for myself. I don't have to necessarily discount the way that I feel like this feels a little bit off. Oh no, Shantae, you're bugging. No. And then I find out 4 months later that I wasn't bugging. And that person is exactly who I thought they were. And I've wasted 4 months, whether it's like establishing a business relationship or whatever. If it doesn't feel right from the very beginning, I am out. Like I'm not going to pretend and try to, you know, forge something into being. And yeah. No. So for me, there was also another huge epiphany, aha moment. You gotta love stupid ass buzzwords. But I realized that a lot of the ways that I felt about things in my life, whether it was not having acquired certain things or not being in a certain place or not being connected with certain people. Like, you know, there's just some people you feel like, damn, that person is just connected. They know all the right people. Like, they just have the ability to just network and just run in circles that are beneficial to them, right? Whatever it is, whether it's their business or getting them to another, you know, spot or whatever, getting them on, if you will. So it's like, damn, well, if I didn't, maybe it's that. Maybe it's that I don't have those connections. Maybe it's that I don't have the degree. Maybe it's that I don't have whatever. And then I sat with myself recently and I said, you know what? It's not any of those things. Everything that I can look at or attribute to a lack in any part of my life is a result of not believing in myself. That's all it comes down to. There are people who have more with less. And I'm not here to insult anybody. It's just a fact. If I'm not where I want to be, whether that's professionally, personally, romantically, it's only because I never knew that I was supposed to bet on myself. So my tattoo here, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw this. You obviously follow me on Instagram because you're on my Instagram live. Wow. so this is representative of a few different things for me. The tattoo says 444 for everyone who is listening. Obviously, you're listening to this podcast. So your first correlation is going to be with Jay-Z's 13th studio album. Congratulations. You're smart. yes, Jay-Z's album is entitled 444. 444 is also a set of angel numbers for me. I would always probably going through 2020, just see them on the clock all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And I just kept saying, what does this mean? What does it mean? And I looked it up and, you know, it means that there are angels who are protecting me, who are guiding me. And then when the car accident happened, I knew that that was a fact. Yes, I am guided and protected divinely. So that combined with my affinity for Hove and also as a reminder to bet on myself. Every time I look at this tattoo, I'm reminded, bet on yourself. And I just start to think, like, what's the worst that can happen if I actually just believe in myself and believe that I can do anything and that my dream should come true? Like, what is the worst that can happen? It not come to fruition and I just end up back where I am? Like, it's not, I don't know that belief system can harm me in any way. I don't know that it can pull me backwards. I feel like the only thing that can happen is that everything that I dream of become a reality, or I just stay right here where I am. Either one of those things, for me, it's not a loss. What do you guys think? This is your turn. Talk to me on Instagram. Let's have a conversation. So yes, listeners, we're doing things a little bit different today. I am opening up this episode to my Instagram following just for interaction, because I feel like a lot of the episodes I'm making conversational and I'm talking to you guys, but I'd rather talk with you guys and not at you guys. So hello, sweet Megan. So if you have any questions, comments, whatever, just drop them in there and we can talk. So that was huge for me. And I say it over and over and over again. And I know that it's something that has been said so many times that, again, it's one of those like super cliche buzzwords where it's like, bet on yourself, bet on yourself. But what does that really mean? Like, what does it really mean to take all of the energy and all of the focus? Because I'm super passionate and I put so much into so many different things. I'm really not a lukewarm girl. I'm not like a subpar girl. So I know how much I devote to the things that matter. So I asked myself, what would that look like if I took all of that energy and just put it into me and my brand and the things that I want for myself and the things that matter to me and the things that are going to benefit my children and that are going to leave a legacy for them and for my family? What would that look like? And for me, it was very exciting because I know how passionate I am. So I'm like, wow, if I just took a freaking fraction of what I put into other people's shit and focused on my own, I feel like it would be phenomenal. It was scary, kind of, to have that type of thought for the first time in my life ever. I never even considered what betting on myself would mean. And again, I know that it's not something that's going to be easy at this phase in the game. It's not. It's not easy. It's not financially beneficial right off the bat. So it's one of those things where it can look daunting. Like, is this really what I want to do? Do I want to just dump all of my money into this business? Do I want to pay an editor and pay for a studio and pay for a designer of merch and pay for a website every month? And like right now, the only thing I'm doing is paying for things. So it's like, do I really want to do that? But for me, it's like, I have to believe that on the other side of that is a return. And that's really all I have. All I have is that belief. All I have is that hope. I don't have any evidence to prove that any of this shit is going to work, other than the fact that you guys listen to every episode. Love you so much. I'm almost at 1,500 streams. I mean, downloads. I'm just like blown the fuck away. But anyway, that's the only evidence I have. So all I have is the support and my dream. That's it. For me, that's enough. For me, that's enough, because I never would have thought that I would have the support that I have from you guys. I never would have thought that, you know, okay, so the first time somebody listened in England or in Ireland, it was a fluke. But then another episode, damn, somebody, that same person is listening in Dublin again. Like, this same person is listening in England again. Like, this is not a fluke. Like, this person is really following this podcast, or these people are really following this podcast. I speak to the international listenership, not because you guys here in the States listening are any less important to me, but y'all just have to understand how it blows my mind, because I'm like, how did it reached across the water? Like, I understand the power of social media and whatever, but to me, that's just amazing. And it's not even like as broad as I would that I plan to go. Like, when somebody listens in Africa and somebody listens in China, and, you know, it's wow. So anyway, the support and the dream. And I think that's what the term for me, bet on yourself, means, because what is a bet? It's a gamble, right? It's not like anything guaranteed. So you just have the hope that it's going to work. And that's where I'm at. Like I said, there have been so many things, and there have been so many people who I have just encouraged and literally believed in. It wasn't like from a bullshit place, like, oh, you can do it. Like, no, like, I truly believe. And it's like, damn, like, I've never, ever, ever exerted that same energy into myself. Like, I never, ever just sat and thought, like, girl, you deserve all of the same things that you would tell somebody else that they deserve. You deserve that focus. You deserve that hustle and that drive and that ambition. You deserve all of that. Why not? Why not give it to yourself? Why not do it for yourself? Why can't you retire working for yourself? Why can't you have your own business and it be successful and profitable? Why not? People do it every single day. And I had to ask myself, what separated me from them? And while I always thought, oh, it's the credit, it's the degree, it's the connection, it's the family, it's the, you know, the privilege, it's no, it was the lack of belief in myself. Well, that shit is over. So here we are, betting on ourselves with a permanent reminder to do so. I say all of that to say this. Nothing's impossible. Really, that's really just what I want to say. I truly believe that. If I believe it for myself, I believe it for you guys too. Nothing is impossible. If you want it, you can have it. If you can think about it, if you can perceive it, I don't want to say if you can perceive it, you can achieve it. But seriously, you can. Y'all can tell I don't like cliches. If you can like conceptualize it in your mind, it can become real. And I used to think that that was the most far-fetched thing ever. So I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but I had an idea for a t-shirt line maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I just, in my mind, I had a thought of t-shirts with quotes on them. This is not mine, by the way, but stop playing with me like I'm regular is a fact. And I saw all of these different t-shirts with all of these different quotes, things that were important to me, things that I would say, blah, blah, blah. Never thought, back then there was no thought of a podcast, but I did think about these t-shirts. Then it flew to the back of my mind and I never thought, like ever thought about it again. But there was a seed that was planted. That was a real thing. The timing wasn't right, but it was a real thing because here I am. 4 or 5 years later with these t-shirts. Yes, they happened to come by way of the podcast, but what I didn't know back then was it was all in the plan. It was all a part of the plan. And had I really, really sat with myself and started to think about what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go, maybe the podcast would have come to me. But again, all things happen in the time that they're supposed to happen. So it wasn't meant for me to record a podcast all of those years ago. But what was meant for me was to understand that there was an idea for a business even back then. So if it's in your mind, it's already real. It's already a thing. If that's something you can envision for yourself, there's no reason why you can't get to that place. So I just see myself in the space that I hope, not hope. I mean, I do hope and pray to land in. But the difference now is that I know that it's possible. I believe that it's possible. Whereas before it would just be like random fantasies just floating around in my head. Like, oh, now I'm like, okay, yeah, I can think about this huge, big dream. And one day I'm going to get there. I feel like that's something that, people say and they talk about all the time, but for me, I had to grab a hold of it, and it wasn't something that I did, no matter how many times I heard it. So this is for somebody. I believe that this is, you know, for somebody, and somebody needs to hear that it is okay to bet on yourself. I started this episode, I thought this episode was going to be about vibes and energy, but it seems to be a lot more about just the power of believing in yourself, man. There's so many people who have acquired so much, and I don't want much to come off as just materialism, because that's not what I mean, but they've acquired so much, whether it's wisdom or they've just gotten healing, whatever it is, they've gotten so far in their lives because they believe that shit is possible, yo. That is so very powerful. Is so very powerful. I mean, like I said, so many people with more who are less. And, you know, I'm very careful with my words. I'm not here to insult anybody. But I know that I'm very meticulous about the way that I go through life. I don't do people wrong purposely. I'm not a snake. I don't lie to people. I don't, you know, I try to do, because that's how I was raised. I was raised that you treat people the way that you want to be treated and that you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So I'm not perfect. I'm a human, obviously, but I try to maintain integrity at all times. So I know who I am in that regard. So I feel like there are certain things that are coming to me because of the way I have sown in my life, if that makes sense. I'm dancing on Instagram, y'all, because I'm a whole nutcase. I apologize if y'all don't like this episode because it's very different than what I typically do. But again, this is my shit. So we will switch it up as much as we need to switch it up. Keep it fresh. But what I always want to do is make sure that you guys feel included. So that's why we're on Instagram Live. I'm not going to do this every episode, but maybe every five or so. I don't know. I feel like I'm turning over a whole new leaf with venturing into YouTube or TikTok. I don't know, y'all. But I have somebody helping me. So I feel good about that, not having to figure everything out on my own. It's very nice to have somewhat of a team because I don't know everything and I don't know shit about TikTok. I'm 38 years old. Like, what? But anyway, I do want to do what brings this show to the most people and what gets it in front of the most listeners or viewers. And I know that TikTok is... Shut up, Megan. Yes to TikTok-y. Megan suggested TikTok, y'all. She's also like a social media expert. Again, okay, I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything else negative. Only positive things. I will provide the content and I will hand it over to be edited and fixed and all of that. If I am required to do anything outside of filming the content, I'm not going to be able to do it. But I can film the content. So I can handle that part. Yay, me. Go me. It's exciting. It's definitely exciting because I feel like even just coming into alignment with that one small thing has changed things for me mentally. I feel very good about my future. Just for so long, I guess, because of my anxiety and just the way that I am, I would sit waiting for a shoe to drop, just in a negative way, just always waiting for something bad to happen. And now I feel like it's the opposite. Like, I'm waiting for that good thing to happen. And that's incredible for me, for my life, because it's very new. So I encourage each one of you to bet on yourself. If you're watching this on Instagram, I'm pointing at you and I'm speaking directly to you. You deserve it. Whatever it is, you deserve. Give it to yourself. If it's love that you freely give to other people, give it to yourself. Date yourself. Take yourself out. Treat yourself nicely. You don't have to wait for another person. Did you call me mom? Damn, did I come off like a mom? I'm not trying to come off motherly, but I am serious about what I'm saying. You don't have to sit and wait for somebody else to offer you anything. Didn't bring up therapy on this episode just yet, but I will talk about that now. My therapist said that, like, when I first separated from my ex-husband, she was like, well, you can date yourself. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I can date myself? Like, she's like, buy yourself flowers. Like, buy flowers and put them in your home because you like flowers. Take yourself to a restaurant. And I do all of the time. Saturday, took myself out to eat. And I will go out to eat and order as if I am on a date. I will order a drink and an appetizer, a meal, dessert if I want it. I don't wait for people to do anything for me anymore. So I'm learning that the same type of energy and focus I can give to other people in my life, I can give it to myself. It's definitely a scary thing to bet on yourself and to not have, you know, those constant things, the things that we can depend on, the things that we know will yield us a particular return, whether it's, you know, a job or what have you. And again, totally understandable. I'm not telling anybody, wake up tomorrow, quit your job. I'm not saying that at all. Please don't do that. And please don't say, Shantae told me to do that. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that a lot of us spend so much time focused on things that are outside of ourselves that we don't. And for me, betting on myself is not just in business. It's trusting that I have something to offer to the world. It's trusting myself in my friendships. It's trusting myself in relationships. It's trusting myself in any interaction that I have, that I don't have to question whether or not I'm saying the right thing or I'm saying the wrong thing, or they're going to think that I'm like this or they're going to look at me like that. No, there's a bet on me. Like, I got it. Like, God put me on this earth. I'm still here. It's not a coincidence. So I can do what I was purposed to do. I can do it well, and I can believe that it's going to be effectual. So yes, that for me in totality is what betting on myself means. And that's what I'm reminded of when I look at this little sweet tattoo on my left wrist. The one on the right says grace. Be nice to yourself. The one on the left, 444. Bet on yourself. So I hope that you got something from this episode. I hope that even in the midst of me being on Instagram and, you know, the side conversations and all of that, that if nothing else, you leave with a small little tidbit. Ba-dum-bum. I only did that with because I don't know where it is on the board. But yeah, let that be what you walk away with. You deserve it. And I'm going to tell you every episode, you fucking deserve the very best. The very, very best. And that's what I wish and that's what I hope for you. And that's not going to change. And I do a lot of thanking you guys and just letting you know how much I appreciate your support. And that's not going to change either. I believe in the power of positivity. It's not a tactic, but I do know that whatever I put out is what's coming back to me. So I choose, for the most part, to be positive, to be uplifting, to be encouraging, to be loving. Those are the things that I want to be remembered by. So that is the premise for this podcast, and that is going to remain the premise for this podcast. You guys mean everything to me. There is no podcast without a listenership. So every single person who presses play on each episode, like I said, whether you listen to one episode or you listen to 12, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is going to wrap up episode 15. We are almost at 20 episodes. That is crazy. Almost at 20 episodes. I'm honored to do this shit. I'm honored to show up. I'm honored to offer whatever it is that I can offer. Some episodes will be meatier than others. Some will have, you know, more nuggets and more jewels, and others will just be, you know, me here kicking my shit. So I hope you can appreciate it all, just like life, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes it's full of things and sometimes it's a little bit more calm. And, you know, that's just me mirroring just the life that I live. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram, tays.tidbits. You can follow me on Instagram as well, @_ I am Shantae, and Shantae is spelled Chanta _. I look forward to interacting with you guys on the internet and all of your feedback and comments and shares and likes and all the amazing things that you guys do to support this show. Again, thank you for listening. I encourage you to listen, because a lot of us miss things because we don't listen. We hear people talking, but we're not listening to what they're saying. So listen to the feedback and the constructive criticism and allow it to change you. Because it can, if you take heed to it. Love someone, hug someone, kiss someone, be good to someone, be good to yourself. Show up for yourself. Most importantly, do no harm, but take no shit. I love you guys. And until we are here again on episode 16, peace.
Young guru, Just Blaze, killer, diplomats, huh? Joel Santana, Jim Jones, Freaky Zeke, half a dash, killer, Y'all niggas dreamed it. I've seen it. Body warm, heart anemic. Coke, a nigga steamed it. Fiends, I leaned them. Beam, I leaned it. Guns, really beam it. Really miss. What's really good? Bikes, really a cream it. I'm a genius, Papadopoulos, never lean it, on your zenith, killer, bag me more mutts, they actually all ducks, caddy more trucks, it's daddy Warbucks, and you off your nanny, ma, take off your panties.